Okay. Well, I think my clock is saying 3 o'clock. And first, let me say welcome. This is the Board of Commissioners meeting for the Houston Housing Authority, Houston, Texas, Tuesday, June 22nd, 2021. I am Lorenz Snowden, Chairman of the Board of Commissioners. I'd like to welcome each of you here today. Pursuant to the March 16, 2020 notice issued by the Office of the Texas Attorney General and in accordance with applicable portions of the Texas Open Meetings Act, this meeting is being held via telephone teleconference, using U.S. toll-free number 1-888-475-4499, a local number of 1-346-248-7799, and a meeting ID of 890-4608-5209. This time at 3 o'clock p.m., I'd like to call this meeting to order. And Mr. Thiele, if I could get a roll call, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I join you in welcoming all the attendees. Commissioner Hernandez.
Present.
Commissioner Kirkendall.
Present.
Chair Snowden.
Present.
Commissioner Ballard.
Here.
Commissioner Cooksey.
Here.
Commissioner Miller.
Here.
Commissioner Thomas.
Present.
Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you. And thank you, commissioners. Glad you're able to join us today. And we're looking for a productive meeting today. Let me offer up our Spanish interpreter. The Master World Spanish interpreter has been instructed to be on teleconference for the meeting today. The translator will be available to any Spanish speakers who may need assistance for public comments only. Her name is Ms. Elizabeth Paris. And Ms. Paris, if you would introduce yourself in Espanol. You're on mute. Okay.
Buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Elizabeth París. Estoy a sus órdenes para interpretar las preguntas o comentarios que el público haga en español.
Thank you, ma'am. And thank you for being with us here today. Okay.
The opportunity.
I think the commissioners have had an opportunity to review the minutes of the May 18th, 2021 Houston Housing Authority board meeting. And at this time, I will entertain a motion to accept and approve the minutes as presented.
So moved, Thomas.
Second, Miller.
It has been properly moved and seconded that we approve and accept the minutes of the May 18th, 2021 meeting. Are you ready for the question? Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the acceptance and approval of the minutes of the May 18th, 2021 meeting? Hearing none, the minutes are approved as presented. We'll move now to the interim president's report by Mr. Thiele.
Chair Snowden, commissioners, we start with $2,980,325 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Texas, 52,300 passed. In Harris County, 403,496 confirmed cases, 6,549 souls have passed. As we've said, now is not the time to let down your guard. Please get vaccinated, continue to get tested, mask up, social distance, and wash your hands. In national news, the president released the full 2022 budget on May 28th. Providing additional details to top line numbers as outlined by the administration in April. At a high level, the president proposes to increase HUD funding by 15%, focuses increases on core programs, climate change resiliency, disinvested communities, and HUD staff capacity. We're pleased to see and will advocate for a strong housing presence in the federal budget. On June 14th, former NARO CEO Adrian Todman was sworn in as Deputy Secretary, U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. We were pleased to see that. She's been an outstanding advocate for housing needs particularly as the former NARO CEO from June 2017 until her recent confirmation as Deputy Secretary. Finally, we're watching very closely to see if the administration will go ahead and extend the eviction moratorium. And we encourage the administration to keep the needs of low-income residents first and foremost in their thoughts as they move forward. Thank you, commissioners. That's my report, respectfully submitted.
Thank you, Interim President Thiele. Let me move now to public comments. This is the opportunity for the public to provide comment on any of the resolutions before us today. To make comments during the public comment section, push *9 to raise your hand for your question or comment. Speakers will be allowed 3 minutes for public comments. Speakers will only be allowed to speak once. I will inform you when your 3 minutes have expired. The board will generally not provide responses to the comments or answer any questions. HHA residents making comments are encouraged to clearly state their name and the property where they reside. Someone from the property management company or staff will reach out to you directly regarding any concerns or issues. Be any hands up, public comment.
At this time, there's no hands raised.
Okay. Well, we're gonna move into our new business. We will start with resolution number 3278, consideration and or take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to submit the Moving to Work Annual Contributions Contract, ACC, amendment to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Very excited about the resolution we bring forward to you today, resolution number 3278, and proud of the staff that's worked to achieve it. Resolution 3278 will be presented by Alan Issa in his capacity as policy analyst.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Resolution 3278 asks that the Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners authorize the interim president, CEO, or designee to adopt and approve the submission of the Moving to Work Amendment to the Public Housing and Housing Choice Voucher Annual Contribution Contracts and related documents. HHA was awarded MTW Cohort 2 designation in May 2021. Upon entry into the MTW program, PHAs can apply for various funding program flexibilities and waivers within the statutory requirements. These waivers can be implemented at the first of the month after the ACC amendment execution. Staff recommends approval of this resolution.
Thank you, Issa. You've heard the reading of the resolution number 3278. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3278.
I moved, Thomas.
Second, Hernandez.
It's been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3278. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3278? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3279. Consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to execute contracts with Dr. Myron Claude Consultant Services and Initiatives for Healthy Communities.
Commissioners, resolution number 3279 will be presented by Vice President of Public Housing Operations, Mr. George Griffin.
Thank you, Mark. Good afternoon, commissioners. I do want to note before I start that there was a inconsistent use of one of the firm's names in the resolution, so that will need to be amended. That would have been Healthy Communities, basically Initiatives for Healthy Communities. It was also stated as Initiatives for Healthy Living. Resolution 3279 seeks to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to negotiate, execute, and make necessary changes and corrections to enter into contracts with Dr. Myron Claude Consultant Services and Initiatives for Healthy Communities to provide resident council leadership training for 5 years in an amount not to exceed $250,000. The purpose of this resolution is to seek approval on the selection of firms who will host meetings or consultations. These could be virtual or in person, for an average of 90 minutes for one or more individuals. Now, these individual sessions requested by resident councils will supplement leadership meetings sought by HHA. Consultations and training sessions shall be broad and include general areas consisting of, but not limited to, strategic, marketing, operations, financial, volunteer management, tenant-landlord obligations, affordable housing program compliance, technology, partnership development, social media, and mediation. Now, Housing Operations has had prior involvement with both firms. Both firms are NWBE. There are also no conflicts of interest, and both firms are not on HUD debarment list. Therefore, this resolution recommends authorizing the interim president and CEO or designee to negotiate, execute, and make necessary changes and corrections to enter into contracts with Dr. Myron Claude Consulting Services and Initiatives for Healthy Communities to provide resident council leadership training for 5 years in an amount not to exceed $250,000. Staff recommends the approval of this resolution.
You've heard the reading of the resolution number 3279 by Mr. Griffin. I will entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3279.
So moved by Thomas, and as part of that, to conform the name throughout the resolution to Healthy Community.
And so I think, let me back up, Commissioner, maybe we should entertain a motion to adopt the resolution 3279 per the correction. I think that's what you're making, stating, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Is there a second?
Second, Miller.
It's been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution 3279 with the necessary corrections. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3279? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3280, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to amend the Houston Housing Authority's Human Resources Employee Handbook to include a telecommuting policy and procedures.
Commissioners, resolution number 3280 will be presented by our Director of Human Resources, Ms. Diane Mitchell.
Good afternoon. This resolution recommends that the Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to amend the HHA Human Resource Employee Handbook to include a telecommuting policy and procedure. Staff recommend the approval of this resolution.
You've heard the reading of resolution number 3280. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3280.
So moved, Ballard.
Is there a second?
Second, Thomas.
It has been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3280. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3280? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3281, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to amend HHA board resolution 3198, awarding project-based vouchers to 2100 Memorial Redevelopment.
Commissioners, resolutions number 3281 and 3282 will be presented by Vice President of Housing Choice Voucher Programs, Ms. Robin Walls.
Good afternoon. This resolution number 3281 requests that the Board of Commissioners authorizes the interim president and CEO or designee to negotiate, execute, and make necessary changes and corrections to amend the original award of 40 project-based vouchers for 2100 Memorial Redevelopment located at 2100 Memorial Drive, Houston, Texas 77007, awarded on October 22nd, 2020 to 39 project-based vouchers. So removal of one unit. Pursuant to a memorandum dated June 15th, 2021 from Robin Walls, Vice President of HCVP to Mark Thiele, Interim President and CEO. The removal of one unit is necessary in order to be in compliance with both the tax credit application that is that 2100 Memorial, that property is pursuing, and in accordance with HUD's with HUD headquarters, which is conducting the subsidy layering review. And so they required a formal amendment of the previously awarded resolution. Accordingly, staff recommends the approval of this resolution.
Okay. Hearing the reading of resolution number 3281, I will entertain a motion to adopt this resolution number 3281.
So moved, Miller.
Is there a second?
Second, Ballard.
It has been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3281. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3281? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3282, consideration in order to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to approve the implementation of HUD waivers in accordance with HUD's PIH notice 2021-14.
This resolution requests that the Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners authorizes the interim president and CEO or designee to negotiate, execute, and make necessary changes and corrections to fully implement HUD waivers in accordance with HUD's PIH notice 2020-14, pursuant to a memorandum dated June 8th, 2021, from Robin Walls, Vice President of the Housing Choice Voucher Programs, to Mark Thiele, Interim President and CEO. This waiver will extend existing waivers that were due to expire on June 30th, 2021. The new waivers will expire on December 31st, 2021, and are present for both the Housing Choice Voucher Program, are applicable for both the Housing Choice Voucher Program as well as public housing operations. Accordingly, staff recommends the approval of this resolution.
Thank you, Ms. Walls. You've heard the reading of the resolution. I will entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3282.
So moved, Thomas.
Is there a second?
Second, Ballard.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we accept resolution number 3282. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3282? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3283. Consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to take the following actions with regard to the Telephone Road elderly apartments, the project. A, finance cost overruns at the project, and B, such other actions necessary or convenient to carry out this resolution.
Commissioners, resolutions number 3283 through resolution number 3285 will be read by Vice President of Real Estate Investment and Development, Mr. Cody Ross-Kelly.
Okay, the resolution reads that the Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners authorizes the interim president and CEO or designee to negotiate, execute, and make necessary changes and corrections. The Houston Housing Authority, the authority to take the following actions with regard to Telephone Road, elderly apartments, the project, A, finance cost overruns at the project, and B, such other actions necessary or convenient to carry out this resolution pursuant to the memorandum from Cody Ross-Kelly, VP of Reed, dated June 9th, 2021, to Mark Thiele, Interim President and CEO. And staff recommends that the board adopt this resolution.
You heard the reading of the resolution by Mr. Ross-Kelly. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3283.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Fernandez.
It has been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3283. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3283? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3284. Consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to refinance the Standard in the Heights apartments located at 609 Waverly Street, Houston, Texas, 77007.
The resolution reads that the Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners authorizes the interim president and CEO or designee to negotiate, execute, and make necessary changes and corrections to facilitate such actions necessary or convenient to refinance the Standard in the Heights apartments located at 609 Waverly Street, Houston, Texas, 77007, pursuant to the memorandum from Cody Roskelly, VP of Reed, dated June 8, 2021, to Mark Thiele, interim president and CEO. And staff recommends that the board adopt this resolution.
Excellent. You've heard the reading by Mr. Roskelly of resolution number 3284. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3284.
So moved, Thomas.
Is there a second?
Ballard.
It's been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3284. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3284? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. Now move to resolution number 3285, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to authorize Victory Street Public Facility Corporation's issuance, sale, and delivery of its multifamily housing governmental note, 2100 Memorial Apartments, Series 2021.
Okay, the resolution reads that the Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners authorizes the interim president and CEO or designee to negotiate, execute, and make necessary changes and corrections to approve Victory Street Public Facility Corporation's issuance, sell, and delivery of multifamily housing governmental note, 2100 Memorial Apartments, Series 2021, pursuant to the memorandum from Cody Roskelly, VP, dated June 9th, 2021, to Mark Thiele, interim president and CEO. The staff recommends that the board adopt this resolution.
Okay, heard the reading of the resolution by Mr. Roskelly. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3285.
So moved, Thomas.
Second, Kirkendall.
It's been moved and properly seconded. We accept resolution number 3285. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3285? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. Okay, I think we're gonna move into executive session now and have some discussion and we'll come back. Read to you, an executive session will now be held beginning at 3:23 p.m. on Tuesday, June 22nd, 2021. Pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act to discuss personnel matters in accordance with Section 551-074 of the Texas Government Code, legal issues in accordance with Section 551-071 of the Texas Government Code, and real estate matters in accordance with Section 551-072 of the Texas Government Code. We're going to go to a breakout room as commissioners and others that are to join us. I'm with Ms. Nicole Taylor, and we'll come back shortly. as the commissioners are coming in, and I think they're all here now. Waiting on a few. All right. Okay. All right. The executive session has ended and the public meeting is being reconvened at 3:42 p.m. on Tuesday, June 22nd, 2021. Mark, I'm going to ask for a quick roll call just to make sure that everyone has returned.
Hey, Mr. Chair. Commissioner present. Hernandez.
Present.
Commissioner Kirkendall.
Present.
Chair Snowden.
Present.
Commissioner Ballard.
Here.
Commissioner Cooksey.
She's here on mute.
Yeah, I can see her.
Okay.
Commissioner Miller.
Present.
Commissioner Thomas.
Present.
Chair, you have a quorum.
Okay. All right, we're going to move back into the agenda, moving into resolution number 3286, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO. Well, I guess, Mark, we should just say resolution number 3286. We're going to entertain a motion to table resolution number 3286. Is there a motion?
So moved, Miller.
Is there a second?
Second, Kirkendall.
It's properly moved and seconded that we table resolution number 3286. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to tabling resolution number 3286? Hearing none, resolution is tabled. We'll move now to resolution number 3287, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to execute a memorandum of understanding with Amtex for the development of the Cottingham Villas as apartment community that will be located at or about Beltway 8 and Cottingham Road, Houston, Texas, 77048. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3287.
So moved.
Is there a second? Second, Kirkendall. It's been properly moved and seconded. We accept resolution number 3287. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3287? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3288, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to execute a memorandum of understanding with Amtex for the development of the Grand Seasons, an apartment community that will be located at or about north of Stockdick School Road and west of Peak Road in Katy, Texas, 77493. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3288.
So moved, Miller.
Second, Colonel.
It has been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3288. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3288? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3289, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to execute a memorandum of understanding with LDG Development, LLC, for the development of Greenfield, an apartment community that will be located at or about Brant Road and Spring Cypress Road, Spring, Texas, 77373. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3289.
So moved, Kirkendall.
Second,
it's been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3289. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3289? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3290, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to execute a memorandum of understanding with LDG Development LLC for the development of Treshwig, an apartment community that will be located at or about southwest corner of Treshwig Road and Cypress Drive, Spring, Texas, 77373. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3290.
So move, Kirkendall.
Is there a second?
Second, Miller.
It's been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3290. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3290? Hearing none, resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3291. Consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to execute a memorandum of understanding with AmCal for the development of Northwood, an apartment community that will be located at or about Spring Stubner and Halsworth Road, Spring, Texas, 77388. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3291.
So move, Kirkendall.
Second, Ballard.
It has been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3291. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3291? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3292, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to execute a memorandum of understanding with Ascena Capital LLC for the acquisition of Town West, an apartment community that is located at or about 14906 West Park Drive, Houston, Texas, 77082. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3292.
So move, Kirkendall.
Moved by Kirkendall, second by, is there a second?
Second by Miller.
It's been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3292. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3292? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. Resolution number 3293, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO designate to execute a memorandum of understanding with Ascena Capital LLC for the acquisition of High Point at Cypress, an apartment community that is located at or about 13902 Mandolin Drive, Houston, Texas. I will entertain a motion to table resolution number 3293.
So move, Kirkendall.
Is there a second?
Second, Ballard.
It's been properly moved and seconded that we table resolution number 3293. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to tabling adoption, tabling resolution number 3293? Hearing none, the resolution is tabled. We'll move now to resolution number 3294, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to execute a memorandum of understanding with Ascena Capital LLC for the acquisition of The Broadway, an apartment community that is located at or about 8965 North Broadway, Houston, Texas, 77034. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3294.
So moved, Miller.
Second, Kirkendall.
It has been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3294. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3294? Hearing none, resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3295. Consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to execute a memorandum of understanding with Ascena Capital LLC for the acquisition of Estates at Hollister, an apartment community that is located at or about 7740 West Little York Road, Houston, Texas, 77040. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3295.
So move, Kirkendall.
Is there a second?
Second, Thomas.
It's been properly moved and seconded. We accept resolution number 3295. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3295? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3296, consideration to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to facilitate the acquisition of and the placement of affordable units at The Mark on Voss Apartments located at 2525 South Voss, Houston, Texas, 77057, and the execution of all required documents, therefore. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3296.
So moved, Kirkendall.
Is there a second?
Second, Thomas.
It has been properly moved and seconded that we accept resolution number 3296. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3296? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. Well, that brings us to the end of this meeting. And we have a couple other meetings, so I ask that you hang around, but I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn our Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners meeting.
I will so move on that.
Okay. No need for a second. It's been moved, and this meeting is adjourned at 3:53 p.m.